bahagia hidup bersamanya.
The legendary solo culinary delight, because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as compound products, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Kempol Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempol Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. bread is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
This is Chilom 7 with Film Favorite. What is your favorite movie?
Spoilers tonight.
Because there will be lots of cool movies coming up this year, usually starting from the June until the end of the year. So which movie are you coming in? Just like Chilom 7 Music, Film Favorite. So comment down below on our social media. Just like Facebook account of Voice of Indonesia. Comment. What is your favorite movie?
Might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, But ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Now I'm more determined, now I'm in control. So to all the pretty ladies out there, if you're listening, if you're looking for some loving, DM my Instagram, yeah. Cause I wanna give you all my loving, I wanna give you all my heart, yeah. So now I'm holding your hands, and we're together. Then I realize I'm in a daydream, damn.
I need love.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad,
Help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
How long will you let go? I guess we never know. Hold on, keep going on. Find a way if you can't go. I think we both know. Just hold on, you keep going on. And I listen to this thing, don't be still and take your time. Nothing can stop us, nothing can stop you. And I, we have each other, we conquer this. And I, nothing can stop us, no one can stop us.
Rupert Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupert Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupert Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupert Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupert Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 1,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, fishing boat races, and many more.
Urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Sejenak kawanku, adalah semua masalahmu. Bisik pasir deburan ombak, temani semesta membiru. Dengarlah.
warna tawa beranda. Tinggalkan wajahku terlihat jejak hampa tak bermakna merampas semangat yang dulu. Bahagia bertata tak hilang pandangan tersimpan dalam hati dalam jiwa bersama untukkan harapan.
Satu api kita kata pasti berantakan. Satu karena tak ada yang bisa kalahkan hati. Don't over you.
Oxygen and life to the world. Just like the mangrove tree, if you haven't been there, I've seen it live, you can go ahead and go to Jakarta, Indonesia and see it for yourself, the mangrove trees. Just like a feature, the mangrove, the savior of life. So, make sure to listen and tune in, only on Voice of Indonesia, to learn more about the mangrove trees.
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai tebus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety valve for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Kona Antara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove, the fact is that in 2004, when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh, of course the impact also reached here. Coincidentally, at that time, we went to see in the Tahura area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was were sitting, but suddenly the water high tide. The water was also heavy. That's real evidence that I saw. At that time, the water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area, but it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Alhamdulillah, kami sampaikan,
we confessed to the God that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di daratan,
especially in Bali at that time. That's
itu,
what we see.
Kami melihatnya,
that's where the function of the mangrove forest is.
Daripada hutan mangrove itu
as a food and guard, the coastline and the island that we have.
Pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by Ayu, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN. Exactly. When tsunami in Palu, for example, we got very clear information that there was no village in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and seabeds, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove food that we have here can be used for processed food, means, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself. Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sharifah, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia, but has been abandoned in the last 2 decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits not only for humans, but also for biodiversity, and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of gray infrastructure, such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with their mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So, the multi-benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economic. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil penangkapan
ikan yang
keseharian
itu tidak bagus. Sedangkan kalau nelayan
yang punya
lokasi kerja di Mangrove Lepas,
itu musiman.
Sedangkan
kita yang mempunyai ikan bako, itu tidak ada khususnya dan tidak ada
musimnya. Keseharian
kita bisa menangkap kepiting bako,
kutang,
dan aneka ikan lainnya.
We and other versions that is living and without operating cars, we get fish and pull the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada ukurannya.
But the crab has a size.
Yang bisa ditangkap,
the size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Yang satu ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest. Then the other size. We have a size that fits our agreement.
Jaring yang kita
inch
pakai
net
di sini tentu
that we use to catch other fish.
Kita ada ukurannya yang sesuai
that lay eggs and will also want to catch.
Mata jaring yang kita
we cannot take them
yang lain.
And catch them.
Sedangkan kalau kepiting,
they must be released so that population development
dan juga,
can be sustainable.
Akan mau menetas, itu tidak boleh kita.
Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Sarifa, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami.
We are also talking about abrasion on the coast.
We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java. The loss of mangrove
seas,
loss of
life
roots, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat. Because
jadi,
the seawater is eroded like that.
Dengan ekosistem,
so strengthening with ecosystem services such as mangroves or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the Thousand Islands, Jakarta, while maintaining the mangrove communities or small islands still having good living land and also having benefits for tourism activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome but economy continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya kalau kita bicara
this
tentang tanggung jawab. Sebenarnya idealnya
yes.
Adalah tanggung jawab bersama. Dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai dari tingkat lokal
ideally,
sampai tingkat nasional bahkan global. Dan itu yang
shared responsibility starts from the local level
to
the national and even global level. And that for success is synergism or in line. So they are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let the community feel that these are strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line.
Harus inline.
As an implementalist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gogor Carik Murah Rai Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara?
Untuk
for the community,
both
upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage countlessly, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Bye. engkau bicara dengan siapa.
First, the headline. Regional Head Inauguration and Megawatt's Instruction. Indonesia's target, $1.65 billion in transaction at Trade Expo. And now the news in details. The first news. Several regional heads were officially inaugurated as part of the government's administrative agenda. Meanwhile, Megawati Soekarnoputri issued instructions to party members regarding future political strategies. These events reflect ongoing political dynamics and preparation for upcoming governance challenges. The second news. The Indonesian government aims to achieve $1.65 billion in transaction during the upcoming Trade Expo Indonesia. This annual event serves as a platform to promote local products and attract international buyers. The government expects the expo to boost exports and strengthen Indonesia's trade relations globally. And that was the news. Voila!
listener, if you are thinking about crowded places, you maybe think in Indonesia the most crowded places is Jakarta, Indonesia. And of course, speaking of crowded, we are listening right now to Dewa Bujana, Bujana with Crowded, featuring John Frusciante. And boy listeners, always crowd our programs through our online streaming at voynews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you watching.